Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, guys, we have a really fun show again today, mm-hmm. Except for some sad news at the end.
Yes.
We talked about lots of stuff, volleyball, the kids having new friends. But
John's
first,
opinion on the morning show.
Yes.
But first, do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. But, you know, it's easy bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And that's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. Now enjoy the show.
Hi, everybody. This is Julie Chrisley inviting you to listen to our podcast, Chrisley Confessions, on the Podcast One Network. Each week, we play listener voicemails and offer advice, suggestions, and opinions based on our own life experiences. Also, listen in to get the latest updates on all things Chrisley. New episodes every Wednesday on Podcast One, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach.
What's up, everybody? It's For Crying Out Loud. For Crying Out Loud. And, yeah.
It's our show.
It's our show.
Super fun.
We did a best of last week, right?
Yes.
What was our best?
I think one of the episodes was Mark Garagos was our guest, right?
Correct.
Oh, God bless him.
This is so cute. Somebody wrote on our Facebook page that Mark Garagos kept interrupting me and they were irritated about it. And I was like, that's so sweet because most people just say that I interrupt you all the time. I know you always say that you don't feel like I'm interrupting, but Mark Garagos, that didn't bother me at all. I was I think he was probably just trying to get more information or being funny or who knows what he was doing, but I loved it.
Listen.
It's called having a lively conversation.
Right, it is.
Bring Mark Garagos back anytime.
Yes. Yeah, where is Mark? We should have him on again.
Oh, my God. He's so fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, he has some trash opinions, but that's great. I like opinions.
Opinions. Everybody's got an opinion.
Yeah, it's great.
You know who I miss? Dr. Bruce.
Dr. Bruce.
Where's Dr. Bruce been?
He's like a Woody Allen.
I know. Speaking of Woody Allen. All right, well, let's say hi to everybody in the mall.
All right, let's say hi to...
Oh, she's so cute.
Hello. You remind me of the kitty cat that's in the...
Yeah.
Stephanie Stinker Rinker.
Oh, she's so cute, too.
Missy Schaefer and Gabby Fonseca.
They're not looking so good. Mm. Getting long in the tooth.
I'm just kidding. Oh, we're joking with you guys. You guys are supermodels.
We love you.
You know,
guys.
Older supermodels. But Colleen Skater Girl.
What's up, Colleen?
Krista, get the strap. Kista.
Kista.
Kista Stroop. I don't know what I'm talking
about. Chris
Hero, Yamashita, you're a great guy.
You're
great very
guy.
Loved. Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah.
Kelly Lufa Vandress.
What's up, Kelly?
Randy Mames.
Hey, May.
A lot of names.
A lot of names.
Angie Saldivar.
Angie.
Hello. Michelle McKibben.
Ooh,
Chef's Kiss. Love that girl.
Mwah.
Amy Cunt.
We love you.
Aaron Amy. Land.
Ho. Oh, we love you, Aaron.
Eshawn Vosper. Kelly Brandt. Not your someone's
not
aunt.
This week.
Not your aunt.
She's got this week off. Every aunt needs a week off.
Valerie Fenway Park.
Knocking it out of the park.
Carrie Soberry Bitchy.
Love you, Carrie.
Amanda Crittenden.
And
Casey Howell. Love those two.
Love those two.
Love those two. Sarah Stefano. Leslie Wahi.
Why, Leslie?
Why cough? COVID. Alicia Escalante. I know, that's not that funny, but it is to me because I'm vaccinated.
Oh, I bet. Better best be nice.
Dina Ramirez with the heart emoji.
The heart emoji.
Elizabeth Williamson, you got way too many kids.
I love you, Elizabeth.
Athena Ginchard.
I love you, Athena.
Beautiful lady. Mm-hmm. Julia Guglia. Love you, Julia. And Polly, give me some cookies, Miss Butterworth.
Aw. We love you guys.
Yeah, you're the best.
Thank you. Anyway.
Okay.
Oh, wait, listen. So. Yeah. What do you make about this whole Pharaoh Everybody's probably done talking about it. But I'm not, because I've been laid up in bed and I'm still on the third, almost to the end of the third episode.
I stopped after two.
It's got boring.
Is that wrong?
No, I kind of stopped too, but because I don't really have anything else going on, I went back to it. I don't know. Here's the thing. Well, here's one of the things I do know. I just remember, and it's going to make me sound bad. I don't care. But I remember a long time ago, Adam and I were dating and we watched the Woody Allen movies, which he's now watching with Sonny, which I'm sure Sonny loves. But so we were watching – anyway, we were talking about Mia Farrow and adopting, and I think at one point she – how many kids does she have? How many kids did she adopt?
She had a lot. Like, two of them have died.
Oh, really? Well, then never mind. I'm not going to say that. No, well, all I was going to say was I think at some point, don't you want to cut the line? Like, isn't it? When does it become too many? Like, too many kids. This is before I had kids. And I was thinking, is there something when somebody starts to adopt a lot of kids like that? Like, and Adam was like, how dare you? Like, she's adopting. This is before Angelina Jolie. This is before everybody, right?
Right.
This is like circa 1995 we had this conversation.
Right.
I just personally in my young 20s thought that's a little too many. Like, how do you give all that attention? Like,
let's get Elizabeth Williamson on the phone.
How many does she have?
I think she has 7.
All right. That's okay. She's our listener. No.
And we tell her it's too many kids.
No, we joke.
Mia Farrow, I think, isn't it like 14 or something?
It was a lot.
You have to get a school bus for sure.
Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah.
How do you do that? So anyway, that's where I was coming from. And now I'm starting to hear like from all these different like articles and stuff like that that it may not be as so one-sided. You and I talked about it for a little bit.
It's a hard thing because, you know, you watch something like that and you think like, oh, I couldn't possibly not be on defend Woody Allen because this is so terrible.
Of course.
And then interestingly enough, I almost got into an argument with my friend Cecily, who I do Bored AF with, because Cecily was like, I don't know. Like, I was like, this is terrible. Like, he's a monster. And then Cecily was like, I don't know. Here's some reasons why maybe not. And I was like, how dare you? I really was. I was like, how dare you? Like, you don't believe women? Like, what? She's not lying. And Cecily said, I'm not saying she's lying, but I'm saying I know she believes what she believes. But here's some reasons why it may possibly not be all it seems,
right.
And at first I was like, I don't know. That's terrible to even contemplate that.
Right.
But then I started reading some other stuff and I was like, yeah, you know, and anytime a documentary is presented so one-sided, you have to question like, what is the other side?
There's got to be another side. Right.
I don't know. I mean, listen.
I
wasn't there. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it seems – and I know that he was kind of – I don't know because I can't argue something that I wasn't there.
I know.
I do know, as I told you, that Moses Farrow wrote an article years ago defending Woody.
Right.
And he really went through every single reason why there's more than one side.
I see.
And defended Woody.
Right.
And he's a therapist. He's a normal person. He had a lot of very interesting points.
Interesting. I got to look at that article. I know you told me about it. Where do I find it again?
Just Google Moses Farrow blog.
Oh, blog.
Moses Farrow, it will come right up on Google and you can read the whole thing.
Okay.
It's very interesting. It's hard to read that and stay with and go like, no, 100% the documentary is correct.
Right.
It's hard.
Right.
I challenge you to read what he wrote and come away from it with no doubt that he's completely wrong.
Right. Interesting. Okay. All right.
That's awesome.
Well, all right. I'm going to check it out.
I'm really behind the times myself. I just watched The Morning Show on Apple Plus.
I want to see that. I've been talking to nobody else ever. Thank you. Because nobody has ever said, hey, you should watch the morning show. I've never heard anybody say one word. But yet it has people in it that I like.
Yeah. So you'll relate to this.
Yeah.
So I started watching it on my own. Because I was like, I don't know if this is something John's going to enjoy.
Right.
Seems a little soap opera-ish, a tiny bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm watching it and I'm like, this reminds me a tiny bit of like Succession and some other shows that John likes. So I was like, I watched it. Maybe I was through two episodes and then John came in and he was like, oh, you know, what are you watching? And I said, oh, the morning show. And he didn't really know what it was going to be either. And I said, I think you would like this. And he goes, all right, I'll.
Right.
Let me see.
Right, right, right.
I'm like, okay, but maybe you should watch the first couple episodes on your own time because they're an hour long each.
Right.
Or at least let me catch you up.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
So he's like, no, it's okay. It's okay. Just start it. Like he's the guy that's like, no, I'll come in halfway through like the semester of chemistry. I'll be fine. I'll catch up. Why you gotta be so like, oh, I'll figure it out? No, you won't figure it out. Right. There's a lot of story points that I need to catch you up on.
Right.
But so what does he do? I hit play. We're watching. Within like 9 seconds, he's like, all right, so this guy, okay, so these two are this. And I'm like, no, not even close. Oh, okay. Go on, play. I'm like, let me explain to you what's going on. Let me just catch you up. It's not that long.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's okay. Just play it. So I play it. Oh, so that guy's the boss of
No,
he's not the boss. No, and if you think that, you're not going to enjoy the show.
Right.
I'm stopping it and I'm going to explain to you what's going on. He's like, all right. Like,
I hate that.
Then you get why are you in such a bad mood?
Right,
all of a sudden?
Right.
I'm like, I'm not, but I was happily watching this on my own. You're the one that came in the bedroom and was like, plopped yourself down and you're like, I'm going to be part of this.
Right.
Then let me fucking tell you what's going on.
Right. What is with the guys? I know. Adam does the same thing. What do you think? They think they're psychic. And by the way, you don't want to hear my voice talk. Can't you like just let me for 5 minutes just explain to you what's going on?
Yeah. Set a timer.
Right.
Give me 90 seconds to fill you in on it. I can do it.
Right.
I'm just going to tell you the main players and what's happened.
Right.
So he finally gets frustrated because he doesn't understand what's going on. And I'm like, okay, then let's just play it. And he doesn't understand. I'm like, stop asking me questions, though, if you're not going to let me explain. He's like, fine, tell me. So I tell him what's going on. Then we watch some episodes.
Yeah.
Then he acts like he doesn't really like the show that much, which I am fully enjoying. It is a show that women, I think, will like.
Okay.
So then he has
like
to start telling me why it's not good, but that it's – but he's like, I mean, it's totally watchable. Like, I want to keep watching. So now I have to be put in the position of going, but it seems like you're not enjoying the show. So, like, why punish yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Why not go out to your desk and do something else?
Right.
Maybe it's not the show for you.
Right.
No. Keep playing. Then he starts Googling – reviews that help him, that support his opinion that it's not really a good show, but it's watchable. Lynette. Then he's like, this article is exactly like what I think. So then he's like, you want to read this article? I go, no, not really, because I'm enjoying the show. I don't need an article to explain to me why it's not a good show.
Right.
Fuck off. He's like, No. It's a really good article, though. I'm just going to send you the article. I'm like, okay. Then he proceeds to ask me, like, every 20 minutes, like, did you read the article I sent you?
I'm like,
no, because I'm watching the show right now. I don't need to take a break from watching a show I enjoy to hear why it's not a good show and I shouldn't really be enjoying it. So then I try to express that opinion to him in a softer way.
Right.
Like, I'm like, you know what, honey? I'm liking the show, so I really don't need to hear –
right.
Somebody take your side and why it's not a great show. He's like, no, but you don't understand. In the article, they say that they understand that they're really into watching it. They can't stop watching it, but it also tells you why it's not really a good show. I'm like, okay, I don't need to hear, like, why my taste sucks.
Right.
Why do I need you to prove to me that because you found one person to side with you, I'll find somebody that sides with me? Is that what you want? Like a War of the Roses where we're both going to find, hey, honey, did you have a chance to read the article I sent you that says the morning show is a good fucking show? Do you have time? Did you fit that in while you're toasting your croissant in the morning? Maybe you can read the article I sent you. Lynette, it was so bad that he's like, here's what you're going to do. He's like, I'm going to read the article while we're in line for the waiting for the vaccines.
Oh, my God.
He's giving me reading material.
Oh, my God.
I didn't want.
Oh, my God.
Guess what? I finally did read the article.
Yeah.
Because I was like, get off my back. Right. I didn't read it while in line for the vaccine. Because guess what? We got through the – I was chatting with Elby.
Right.
I chatted with some strangers in line with me. Right. I had a great time.
Yeah.
I didn't need the reading material. Thank you, though. I wasn't on like a coast-to-coast flight.
Right.
I was good. Okay, but eventually I did read it because on the way home, he's like, so did you read the article? I was like, no, I didn't read the article. He's like, read the article is all I'm saying. So I read it at some point later in the day just to say I read it. And it was exactly what he said. It was just somebody going like, it's a really bad show. Like, you know, I watched the whole thing. And so finally I was like, I read the article and it was basically told me that it's not a good show, but I forgive you for watching it. Fuck off.
Wow.
That's my current rant on that.
So are you enjoying the show?
I liked I'm done.
You're lying?
There was one season. I finished it.
Really?
Was it the greatest show ever? No.
But it was good.
Here's what
I need something to watch.
Here's what it's about.
Yeah, tell me.
So it was supposed to, and here's where, thank you, John, in case you're listening to this episode. Thank you. This information was helpful because I don't necessarily do a lot of research when I just turn something on. And is it good? Yeah. Okay, I'll watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently they got the rights. The people who did the show got the rights to a book about the Today Show.
Oh.
Okay. So there was a – I can't remember who wrote it. Somebody named like Bill
– Carter?
Stetler or something. No, okay. Not the Late Show – not the Late Late Show guy. Somebody else wrote this book and they got the rights to it. So it was going to be all about like the behind the scenes like machinations of the Today Show.
Right.
Well, right before they were going to go into production, I guess, or like whatever, a few months before – or maybe when the book came out. I don't know, but the Matt Lauer sex scandal happened.
Oh,
right?
Right.
So they had to scrap, like, I guess, a bit of what they had, and they had to retool and get somebody, a different showrunner, I guess, and they incorporated. So, like, the show is basically about a Matt Lauer type. And by the way, the woman who plays his wife
right,
looks so scarily like Matt Lauer's real life wife.
Really?
Like, so basically this is like a pulled from the headlines.
Ooh, I love
based
it.
Based on that scandal.
Who the fuck is playing Matt Lauer?
Steve Carell.
Really?
Who's really good.
I love him. Love him. A
couple
love him,
people
love him.
From The Office.
Right.
So I guess
and
like
Jen
according
Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston right. plays his counterpart.
Right.
And there's different people. Somebody play the guy I want to say Mark Ruffalo, but Mark Duplass,
one of the Duplass brothers,
plays the executive producer. And I think it's really good.
I can't wait to watch it.
Character-driven show. Steve Carell is phenomenal.
Oh,
Jennifer
can't.
Aniston is great. She's such a good actress.
Yeah.
And Reese Witherspoon plays this, like, girl who's a local correspondent and she basically gets to be the co-host with Jennifer Aniston.
Oh,
so that's sort of the premise.
Okay.
I thought it was really good.
Oh, I cannot wait to watch it.
And I think
love
for the fact that they
shows.
Had to turn it around fast and change it, I thought it was really good.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. I'm going to watch that. You know what? Speaking of that, let's talk about Sunday for a second.
Sure.
And then remind me about the Today Show.
So I'm the one between the two of us who got it because our lawn was a complete mess.
Yes.
And this product is so great. So I don't know if you're like us, but the last thing we needed was like a complicated lawn project.
Yes.
So we had fired our gardeners and we were like, what are we going to do about our lawn?
Mm-hmm.
It's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Things are not good.
Right.
Well, so what Sunday does is you sign up for their thing and they show you what your lawn – they take all the information about the climate that you live in, what your lawn is like, and then they do a Google map
Ooh.
Of like your house and they figure out exactly what you need. And then they send you this product that is so ridiculously easy. You just screw it onto your hose and you spray your lawn with it. And we have already seen vast improvement
Wow.
in our lawn. It's crazy. So you don't need to necessarily like – I don't know what you call it, reseed your lawn, re-turf it. You don't have to do that. Hire Sunday, get the product. It's a customized lawn plan. It works with nature. They take out – and there's no unwanted chemicals. So if your dogs and your kids are playing on the lawn, it's nothing bad for them. It's nothing toxic. Let Sunday take the guesswork out of growing a greener, more beautiful lawn this spring. Visit getsunday.com/FCOL and you're going to get $20 off your custom lawn plan at checkout. That's $20 off your custom plan at getsunday.com/FCOL.
Nice. That's great.
Yeah.
You want to talk about Theragun for a quick second?
Yes.
Let me tell you something about this. Okay. Theragun. It is this it's a handheld percussive therapy device, and it releases the muscles, the tension in your – the deepest muscle tensions that you can have in your back. And I love it because, like I was talking about my lower back, I've been using it since I got home from the hospital, and it relieves the tension. I can't tell you how great it is. And it's not only does it get the deepest muscle tension, it uses a scientifically calibrated combo of depth, speed, and power. And it's quiet as an electric toothbrush. And Natalia has been doing a lot of volleyball. She did a tournament over the weekend, and she – I don't want to say injured, but her muscles in her back got very, very tight. And I used it on her back a couple times, and she loves it. So it goes it's got a signature percussive therapy which goes 60% deeper than a regular vibration alone. So try Theragun for 30 days starting at only $199. You can go to theragun.com/FCOL right now and get your Generation 4 Theragun today. That's theragun.com/FCOL, theragun.com/FCOL, and get your Generation 4 gun today. Try it out.
Yeah, let me just add that John loves the Theragun so much. He uses it all the time.
Me too. Love it. It's great to have.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
And I know we've talked about this before. But when I was watching the Pharaoh versus Woody Allen doc, there's the one kid who is now Ronan Pharaoh, right? But what was he? Satchel?
Satchel became Ronan.
Ronan, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That guy, and I know we've talked about this, he is, to me, looks just like Frank Sinatra. If you put his picture and you put Frank Sinatra's picture, which we've done before here, right?
Right.
What I keep trying to think is when I'm watching this documentary is, how the hell did that slip in? Like, she was with Frank Sinatra when she was, what, 16 or whatever, right?
I think she married him at 19.
She was 19? She was really young, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, nowadays, people
are
like,
he was like 51.
Fuck. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. But back then, yes, she was really young and she married him and then they got divorced and everything. But like when you see footage of her and Frank Sinatra getting married, she's just a young.
She could have had a little.
She must have had another fling with him, right?
Yes.
In the middle of all that.
I don't think she and Woody Allen were
getting it
monogamous.
On. You don't think they were?
Knocking boots?
Knocking boots.
I don't think they were monogamous.
I see. Because they didn't live together.
No.
You're right.
He stayed over a lot, I guess,
right.
Later. I don't know, but he basically had his own life.
Right, right. He was a bachelor. Were they married? They never got married, did they? Okay, okay. All right. That's all I wanted to – because, I mean, those two – look it up, Google people. Look at Ronan and look at Frank Sinatra. Put those two faces together, and that is his son. That is not Woody Allen's son.
A lot of people think that.
I'm telling you. I know. I mean, I didn't, you know, finish. What's the school that you go to?
For entertainment reporting?
No.
Genealogy.
I didn't go to the family tree school.
You know what's funny is whenever there's a podcast, whenever there's like a murder and then there's a genealogy component to it, I tune right out. I'm like, now you're getting technical.
I know.
Can't we just stick with DNA?
Right.
Like, why do we have to – this?
Right.
I know that the genealogy is part of the DNA and then you find some family member. And it's,
right.
I know it's really fascinating, but one story's good.
Exactly. That's all I need.
Every story doesn't have to have a genealogy component. And then you hire this person that comes in. They're like, I'm a genealogist. All right.
Could you imagine doing that for a living? No offense, but you know.
I mean, some people love that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have a girl who's taking my writing class who is like writing a story about doing like that on her own family, tracking that.
Sure.
And it's super interesting, but just not on every crime podcast.
No.
So I keep my crime and my genealogy separate.
Right.
Never the two shall mix. This is not like peanut butter and chocolate. It's not that good together.
Remember those commercials? My peanut butter ran into your chocolate.
Your chocolate ran into my peanut butter. Totally. So I have a little update for you about Xander.
Tell me.
So, okay. This is all like within 2 weeks, I think. I can't remember if on our last show if I was telling you that Xander – my kids take turns – forget Albie. She's a different person.
Mm-hmm.
Sadie and Xander take turns being so sad about having no friends, right? And, you know, I'm always like, oh, fuck, how am I going to fix this?
Right. Dancing.
When I'm not cream cheesing their bagel, how do I make you some friends?
Right.
Yeah. Especially during COVID, right?
Right.
It's hard.
Right.
So Xander – and we did a Patreon episode where I told you and read you an email about how complicated it was for one of Xander to get together with one possible new friend. And it was like a whole kasha. So I was like, I need an easier, friend. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I was hanging out with Xander and I was like, is there anybody at your school that he's never been to in person, right? But anybody that you – so there's a kid that he like jokes around with.
Right.
And I was like, all right. What's his name? So let's call him Lyle.
Okay.
Lyle Menendez. I'm like, what about this Lyle? He's like, oh, Lyle's really cool and he's funny. And I was like, do you think you could just like text him and be like, hey, you want to hang out?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I mean, I could, but you know, these kids get it in their head that everybody's got this busy social life.
Yes, they do.
That like, I'm going to seem like a dork.
Right.
I don't know if they use the word dork anymore, but you know,
right.
I'm going to seem like weirdo that I'm like, hey, what are you doing? Want to hang out?
Yeah.
So I was like, would it help? You're still young enough that I could text the mom.
Right.
It's only 13.
Right.
I'm like, would it help if I was to say email the mom and just be like, hey, what's the situation? Like, I know it's a pandemic, but like, do you think they could hang out outside or do something together? He's like, yeah, okay. I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to do it. So I reach out to the principal of the school.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, everybody has to make stuff difficult, right?
I'm like,
do you think I could have Lyle's mom's number?
Right.
Oh, first I just said, can you send me the roster? Is there a roster?
Right.
Well, she's like, why don't I reach out to the mom and tell her you would like to speak to her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, is she in the CIA?
I know. I hate that. Just give the fuck. I know.
What is that? Why?
Right.
Why you gotta be the middleman?
Right.
I was like, okay, but if she's on the roster, you could just send me the roster, and then you don't have to do that kind of legwork.
Yes.
And she's like, oh, I don't know if she's on the. Well, let me check. So whatever. Suffice it to say that she's like, I reached out to the mom, and she wants you to. She's like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
She said you can reach out to her.
Right.
So I reached out to the mom. Couldn't be nicer.
Mm-hmm.
Love this woman already. She's just like – she writes back to me, uses my name in the sentence and spells it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Like I love that when people are like, oh, she's like, hi, Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fantastic. Lyle would be super excited to get together. And oh, she writes to me – no, I get – the principal says, yes, you can reach out to her. I reach out to her. I'm like, hey – I hear Xander and Lyle get along at school and have a lot of laughs. And like, do you think you'd ever be cool with them hanging out? I was like, happy to wear masks, like in or out of the house. Like I'm totally like – and she writes back and she's like, thank you, Stephanie. Lyle would be super excited.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, so she's not even trying to play it cool.
Right.
So I was like, great. How about this weekend? She's like, love it. So they got together, wore masks the whole time in the car. He came in briefly to like hang out and I think they played Fortnite for like a second. And then the whole time outdoors, they went for a walk. They played like basketball outside. They did all these things. Drove him home at the end. Super sweet kid.
Oh, that's so like nice,
polite and just nice. And I dropped him off and Xander said, oh, so we were driving home and the kid, Xander, said something. They started talking about Six Flags for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And Lyle said, yeah, I'm kind of scared of roller coasters. I don't really like roller coasters. And Xander goes, me too. And he's like, yeah, I mean, I've only been on like the Looney Tunes area roller coasters. And Xander goes, me too. Although I do like Revolution or whatever. And they're talking. And after I dropped him off, I said to Xander, like, so did you guys have fun? Because they were outside most of the time. He goes, Mom, we had so much fun. Mm. He's like, he's really like, he just likes to do stuff. He likes to be active and like be outside. Right. And he goes, and I just felt like non-judgmental. Like I felt like I could be myself.
Right.
Like he goes, just like when he was talking about how he's scared of roller coasters, he's like, you don't understand, Mom. A lot of guys are like, oh, yeah, I love roller coasters.
Right.
Have to be a bro all the time.
Right.
They don't want to – they feel like they're going to be embarrassed. He goes, I didn't feel like I had to be embarrassed saying if I hadn't heard of something. He goes, like, he really likes the band Queen.
Good.
He likes all this, like – he likes Queen. He likes Elton John. He likes all this cool music. He likes Motley Crue. He likes – he's like – but if I said I hadn't heard any music by somebody, he wasn't like, what? You haven't heard of that? He's like, oh, you should listen to, like, let me play this song or whatever.
I love this kid.
So that was – so you miss a little, you miss a lot. That was 2 weeks ago, and then the weekend that just passed.
Wait, how did he find this kid?
He just knows him literally from Zoom.
From Zoom.
Like, I guess the kid at one point put up a picture of Elton John, and Xander, like, messaged – oh, no. Xander put up a picture of Elton John for Zoom for some reason, and the kid messaged Xander.
Oh, I see.
Private messaged him and was like, I love that picture that you put up. I love Elton John.
Oh.
And then they started chatting a little bit here and there.
That's awesome.
And joking around. And he's like, this kid, I've been hanging out with this kid, Lyle, and he's really funny.
Oh,
I've been talking
to
him online. So that's how we found out. So then just Sunday, had another, they spent like 8 hours together from noon to eight.
I love that.
They walked to Starbucks. They went to the park. They played basketball. They went and played tennis at the park.
Oh, that's
for
so
an hour.
Nice.
They were active the whole day. They came in briefly, and then I said, do you want to watch the Queen movie? And I had asked his mom permission.
That's a great idea.
And she was like, yeah. And so we watched like half the Queen movie, and then the mom was like, can you do an intermission and just have him home by 8?
Right, so we did.
With plans to hang out again next weekend.
Oh, that's awesome. So he met him through the Zoom.
Through school.
Through school.
Yeah, through online school.
Oh, my God. That's great. Oh, yay.
I know. So now he's got his friend Jack, who's like a major friend of his, and now he's got Lyle, and then he hangs out with his cousin Beckett. Like, listen, I was like, listen, when I was in junior high, I had one friend,
That's all you need.
One or two, you're good.
You're good.
Like, that'll get you through until
high
school.
Oh, for sure. So they're not going back to school, huh? Because our kids are going now,
like full time.
They're gonna go hybrid starting like April 14th or something.
I think they're going to try to do that with our school too, but they want them to sit in class in an advisory, Zoom with each of their teachers from one room while the advisory teacher Zooms with all their classes. So everyone's in different classes all day long. Mm-hmm. It's like a pod of kids sitting together all doing homeschool from a classroom.
Together, instead of being at home.
And the teachers doing online school with all their classes that they're teaching. I'm like, what is the point of that? Elby's like, exactly. I'm not doing it.
Oh, so she's not going to go.
She's not going to go. But Sadie and Xander, maybe they'll do like a hybrid.
Right. Yeah.
They don't know. We don't know what we don't have an updated plan.
Right.
So are your kids going to – they have to go?
They don't have to go, but I'm going to have them go. Why not? They need to get out of the house. Well,
so is it like every day, half a day, or is it
it's going to be a couple days a week. No, I think it's like 2 days a week. I think that's it. And that's – as far as I know, that's all I know so far.
Right.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
It was bothering me.
Oh. That's her drain. She's playing with her drain.
I'm playing with my drain.
Full body chills.
Sorry.
So what's happening with your kids? Are they looking – do they want to go back or are they like fine being home?
She's fine with going back. He, of course, doesn't want to go back, but he's fine. She had her tournament over the weekend. Oh, my God. I was so like over the moon. I could not believe how great she played. I wish I could have been there. I really miss going to tournaments now. Now it makes me sad because – only one parent can go, and so her tournament was, again, you know, halfway to San Diego pretty much. It's at the same – it's called Lava or whatever. I don't know. It's like an hour and a half away. So she went with her best friend Olivia. They went together. They carpooled. This time they didn't have a van. But there's the one mom that sets up the – okay, so she's in charge of setting it up so you can watch it, so you can, like, stream the game, right? So Adam wants to see it, so he wants me to send him the link. He was traveling. Brittany wants to see it, and Anthony, my nephew, wanted to watch it.
Uh-huh.
So everybody wants to watch her. Oh, and Olga. So we're all like, okay, so Saturday I'll send everybody the link. All right, so – she sets the thing up, and usually there's the team app, and there's a – so she does it through the team app. For some reason, the Wi-Fi for the app or something was not working.
Uh-oh.
So half of the first game we missed. So then she figures it out. So then God bless the poor mom because she's trying all these different things, and uh-huh. She's only got one – like there's no other parent to help her. There's like one other mom that doesn't have any technical – anything, you
right.
know? So it's her and then the two coaches that are busy. So she's trying to like anybody. So people are texting and chatting. Sorry. People are chatting with her and like, try this, try that. So then she goes, I know. I'll just go to my Facebook page. So she goes and she puts it on her Facebook page. So then I put a link and I send it. First of all, Olga does not have Facebook. Second of all, Adam, I don't know if he has Facebook, doesn't know how to work Facebook. I don't know what's going on. He doesn't know how to do it either. So now I got two people that are like trying to ask me like, well, can you like – I'm like I don't – I'm the middle person here. I'm trying to watch it first of all. Second of all, now I got it. I can see it and it's on – oh, first she does it through YouTube. That was another one.
Okay.
A YouTube channel. Which should be good, right? So then I go, ooh, I can get it up onto my TV so I can stream it from YouTube. I can go on my TV and go on YouTube, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So she's like, okay, next game's going to be on the YouTube channel. So I go, I get it up there. I send them the link. I get it up. And I'm waiting and it's gray and nothing comes on and the game is starting and people are like, what's the score? And there's somebody in charge of doing the score and the score is like, you know, 3-2, 3 and like, but nothing is coming up on YouTube. And she's like, I'm sorry. I don't know. She was, this poor woman was trying everything. Finally, the coach goes, just go to Periscope. And now I'm like, Periscope? Like, first it's on the team app. That's right. Not working. Then I go to YouTube. That's not working. Then it's on Facebook. And, like, people that don't have Facebook and
but people that don't have Facebook have Periscope?
That's the other thing. I know. I'm like, so
– like, your grandma has Facebook,
but not Periscope. Yeah. I know. And
I didn't even know that was still a thing.
I didn't know it was a thing either. But then the coach
said – why didn't they put it on Friendster?
Friendster. Napster and shit. I know. So anyway, so it's finally – so I don't even know where do you find Periscope. So then I just go. I download the Periscope app. Turns out I already have it. But then it's like the thing comes up and goes, Periscope's going to be gone by March 27th, right? You know that, right, Caitlin?
I did not. But now I do.
All right. Well, Periscope's going away if anybody cares. Anyway, where the coach set it up, I could watch. I don't care about everybody else now at this point. It's recorded. Natalia can watch it when they get home. But I'm watching it because I want to be able to text her and go, oh, my God, good game, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So so I'm trying to watch it. So the coach sets it up on through Periscope, and she sets it up on a stand where you can see it better. but I still can't tell who's who.
Right, right.
It's so hard. And even when you turn it landscape and I'm like – and you can't zoom in. It won't let you zoom in. So right. Now I'm like – and for some reason – and even though she's number seven, I can't see anybody's numbers on their backs. That's how bad it is.
Right.
So for some reason –
So you then can't see.
I can't
see. Hear.
I can't hear. So then I text her and I go, is your hair down or is it in a ponytail? She's like, it was in a ponytail, but now I have it up and it's in a bun. So that's the next game. Okay. So now like four girls have their hairs up in buns.
Oh, no.
Because they all sit around and do their hair the same, right?
Right, right.
So then I'm like, you know what? So I call Sunny and I go, Sunny, for some crazy reason, I go, tell me which one do you think is Natalia? And he goes, that's her right there. Because I know a position she plays, but just because she's middle hitter doesn't mean she's always in the middle.
Right.
She starts off on the left. Sometimes she starts off in the back. I don't know where she is. And Sunny spots her immediately. And I go, are you sure? So I kept an eye on her the whole time. And then when it was time for her to serve, she came back and I could see her close. And it turns out he was right. That was her.
Okay.
How the fuck does twins know how to know who's who? Like, I don't know. He figured it out. But uh-huh. Anyway, she did great. They played four games. She won two. They won two out of their four games. But she did awesome. And I was very proud of her.
I miss watching my kids.
I know,
sport.
Right?
It's the best.
It's the best. It was so sad. I know.
You'll get to see her again. Pretty soon everyone's going to be vaccinated.
Little.
If they're anything like me.
If they're anything like you.
Hey, let's talk about Geico for a minute. Do you own or rent your home?
I sure do.
Well, I bet it can be hard work, but you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. So go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. So were they in Vegas?
No. They were supposed to go to Vegas at the end of the month.
Okay.
That got canceled. And now that's moved to May.
Okay.
So I'm on top of it this time. Now I know what hotel. Blah, 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 blah. So, so we're going in May and in June.
Wow.
Yeah. And Passover's this weekend, right?
Yes.
Happy Passover. What are you going to do?
I'm going to pass it over.
Hey,
I'm not going to do any. I don't really celebrate that much. No.
No.
Are you going to celebrate?
If I was Jewish, I would. I don't know. When's Easter, by the way?
I don't know. Kaylin, when's Easter? Are you going to do an Easter basket for your little munchkins?
Yes. We are planning to do that.
Kaylin, how old are you now?
I'll be 29 in April.
You're not even 30 yet?
He's not even 30.
Holy shit. God. You're not even 29?
Nope.
What a
baby. So when we started working with you, you were like 24?
23? I mean, I started working for the studio at 20. So it was probably.
You couldn't even drink
it. I couldn't even drink it. Yeah, I remember the night I could drink was at one of Adam's like live Irvine shows.
Holy shit.
I cannot believe you're not even 29. That's
insane.
You're
a baby, and he's got like 10 kids. Jesus.
Easter's on April 4th, by the way.
Oh, April 4th.
So are you going to go get some of like the fake – are you going to be in charge of any of that crafty stuff? Or does Amy take care of
all
of
that? Yeah, my girlfriend will probably take care of most of that. But I'll probably have some fun hiding little eggs.
Kaylin, you got the shot, right? You got vaccinated?
I did.
And your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty much the whole household is vaccinated now.
Oh, wow. So you got your first one. Yes. Day before yesterday.
Right. Sunday.
And you said you had a bad reaction.
I did because of my autoimmune disease, which Dr. Drew warned me about and I didn't really take seriously, but he was right. I was feeling really sick yesterday.
How sick? What were your symptoms?
Well, the day.
Tell mama.
The day of. So I got my shot and then I came into the studio to do AC Adam's show. And during the show, I got waves of like getting really dizzy, like the room was spinning, and it was just kind of on and off. And then Monday, I was feeling.
Wait, but then you had to drive all the way home to Long Beach.
I did,
feeling like that.
No, again, it would come and go in like 3 seconds.
Okay.
And it didn't, luckily, when I was having to drive home.
Okay.
And then Monday, I felt kind of down, but not too bad. And then around lunchtime, I got really nauseous and really dizzy, and my body was very achy, and I was tired. And then for the rest of the day, I was not feeling good.
Really? Mm-hmm. But then the next day, you woke up and you were fine?
Yeah, totally fine.
That's what people are saying.
I know.
That's like you're really, really sick, but then you're totally fine because you're not actually sick.
Right.
You're just having a reaction.
Hey.
That mimics.
You know what I forgot to talk about? Sorry,
what?
I didn't mean to
interrupt.
No, go on. But,
please.
Did you hear about Ozzy?
I did, yeah.
Ozzy? You know Oswaldo?
I don't know who he is.
You don't know Ozzy?
Mm-mm.
Passed away. Ozzy, yes, you know Ozzy. He was in my house every single day when I was pregnant and when I was nursing. He was, you know, from Nicaragua, Adams, like he was a co-star in Road Hard with Adam.
The Hammer.
The Hammer.
Yeah.
That's right. He was in The Hammer. He had curly hair and, you know, and he had that really thick Nicaraguan accent and he barbecued all the time. When we did our barbecue, our family barbecue, he was here. He cooked. You've seen him a million times.
Okay.
You know, he's walking around here. He worked. Yeah, he passed away. But in typical Mike August form, so Ozzy's pretty much been part of the family. Like he's Adam's.
So is he older?
He's about Adam's age. He's like 50. Yeah.
What happened?
So he's been working with Adam way before I even met Adam. So for years, like those two construction together all the time. And then Adam made him a character. Adam put him on the radio show. He put him like in all the TV shows that he's done, the show with our pal Skip. He was on that show. So he's done a lot of stuff. Anyway, I think he had diabetes, and I think he passed away from the complications of diabetes, and he might have had COVID.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, but typical Mike August, what happened was is on Saturday night. Saturday night. God bless Ozzy. Saturday night, I'm at home, right? Sitting there with Sonny. Adam's traveling. I get a text. I never get a text from Mike August. If he wants me, he calls me. He never really texts me.
Uh-huh.
Especially at 8 o'clock on a Saturday night. I get a text from August that says, "So, Ozzy, ... And I'm like, the hell is that supposed to mean? I go, what? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? He doesn't answer me. And Sonny's like, and Sonny doesn't really, he knows who he is, but he doesn't really remember. Like I said, Ozzy took me home from he took the babies and me home from the hospital, like in his truck.
Mm-hmm.
He was around all the time. So I said, it's either Ozzy and Adam must have gotten a huge fight because that happens all the time. But why? Like Ozzy really hasn't been around. Like I think he's been working here. Or
we can hear you, Kaylin. Kaylin gave you that's not me.
I don't give a shit.
I love that Kaylin wears a Joe Coy sweatshirt everywhere.
I know.
Okay, go on.
He's either gotten a big fight with Adam or like he must have like gotten a car crash or something or even died. I even thought that. But
okay.
I was like, I was hoping that wasn't the case. But that was Mike. That's all he said.
Why would you go so Ozzy?
Ozzy, ... And I was like, what are you talking about? So eventually from what happened was Ozzy's wife or ex-wife is Jimmy's cleaning lady. And Jimmy's guy, Josh, who is Adam, like his assistant, and like Jimmy's assistant, Josh, who was like Jay. And Jay and Josh are like best friends from Chicago or wherever they're from. Jay called Ozzy and told – I mean, sorry. Jay called Mike August and told Mike August what happened.
So did he text you back and say he died? Or did
finally, after like 40 minutes later, I look online. I don't know what's going on. I'm like, Ozzy, what about Ozzy? What about Ozzy? And Olga was around. And I was like, did you hear anything? And she's like, no. And then finally he got back to me and he said, yeah, he passed away, I think, from COVID. He was in the hospital.
So that's what happened. And then Gina's father passed away.
I know.
It was really sad. So.
A lot of loss.
Yeah. So it hasn't been a very good.
I'm sorry.
Week here, but. Yeah, so that's the sad news. But on why can we hear everything that's going on outside of the studio?
I don't know. I'm going to hold on.
That's okay. It's all right. We're going to wrap anyway.
Yeah, we are, Kaylin. We're going to wrap it up.
So,
you know, before we fully wrap, I want to give Robin props because.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm like have to fix up my house because.
Right.
Because the couch ended up being a bad decision, the couch I bought a while ago.
Yes.
Because I bought it from Facebook Marketplace.
Right.
And thought I would save money and.
Should have went to Kate Marengo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, the couch, the way we had the couch for years has been one way in our house. And it's like, giver, like, I can't figure out how the couch should go.
Yes.
In my house.
Yeah.
And I kept thinking about asking Kate Marengo, but I was like, I need somebody to look at the space because it's hard to like, I'm going to take a million pictures of how it's going to go. Anyway, Robin was like, I love doing that shit. So before you buy a new couch, like, let me come over and look at the space and then let's go to the furniture store together.
Oh.
Because I took the kids to Living Spaces once or twice and I couldn't figure out what I wanted. And then they were like,
yeah, that's bad idea.
Go ahead on your own.
Yeah. They're not useless.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're jumping on beds and shit.
Yeah. And they just get bored so fast.
So fast.
And I'm like, I'm not just buying a couch. Like, I have to fall in love with it.
Right.
So anyway, Robin comes over. She looks at the space. She's like, okay, all right, I got it in my head. Let's go to – so we went to the store. I was wanting to buy a sectional, but it's – the space is so difficult. So we were trying to figure it out. And she was like, you know what? Let's go back to your house and let's move your furniture around a little bit. Anyway, she moved the furniture in a way that I'd done one time and all of the kids were like, absolutely not. You ever have that?
Oh, fuck yeah, I do.
And Robin moved the couch in this way. I was like, okay, you can try it, but my kids are going to freak out. She moved my couch in a way and she was like, this is how it's supposed to be. And I was like, you are so right. I go, but watch, my kids are going to be abusive about it. And Sadie comes in. She was like, no, this is not happening. But Robin kept her cool and she was like, Sadie, I think you're going to get used to it. Change is hard. Your furniture has been set up the same way for your whole life.
Right.
It has.
Right, right, right.
So change is sometimes hard. Can be a little startling at first. But
right.
I think you're going to get used to it. And I had to just dig my heels in. And I was like, this is how – and John comes in and is, of course, like he is with the morning show. He's like, I don't think – and I was like, listen,
aww,
this is how it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can all cry about it and whine about it. But like – this is how it's going to be.
T.S.
And Sadie was right. Like, no, it's not. And I was like, yeah, it is. Yeah, bitch, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then so it's been this way for a couple days now. And I love it.
Aww.
And now I'm going to buy a new couch.
Aww.
And we're going to buy some new chairs. And I'm like so much – isn't it weird how a little thing like that can make you happier?
I know.
Now I walk into my house and I'm like, why was it wrong the entire time? We had a couch with – the back of the couch was to the door. So you walk in and the couch is like blocking off the room because we thought it created like its own little space.
I see.
But it didn't. Uh-huh. Now it's the couch is – you walk in the door and the couch is the long way and then there's chairs, there's a fireplace, and then the TV.
Ooh.
So now the couch faces the TV and is on the side of the fire. I always was like, no, the couch has to be facing the fireplace. But it doesn't.
Right.
Picture like a fancy hotel. Couch, fireplace, chair. That's one little grouping, as Robin
right.
called it.
Okay.
And then behind that is the TV, so you can also watch TV.
Right.
Anyway.
Yay, Robin.
Thank you, Robin. All right. That's our show.
Okay.
But before we go, let's give some quick shout-outs.
Okay.
We got the Bittersweet Life podcast, which is
it's great.
Our friend Katie and Tiffany.
Yeah.
They are talking about life overseas and then what happens when you move back from overseas. Mm-hmm. But how do you start like your life
right,
anew?
Right.
How do you make a big change?
And they go to my motherland, which I love.
Yes. Italy.
Italy.
So listen to the Bittersweet Life podcast. Also, Basic Becky, just basicbecky.com, mm-hmm. had a shirt
I bring this up because the Christmas shirt made me laugh so much. It was, there's some hoes in this house.
I love that. Becky, I got to get a hold of her.
I know. And she will do anything you want. So make up a shirt that you like, and she'll make a shirt for it.
Okay.
Ashley Marriott, Move It Mask. I've been wearing my Move It Mask everywhere.
Me too.
I love it. I wear it
Natalia
to walk the dog.
Too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Move It Mask March.
Yeah.
You know? Put in that FCOL code and get a discount from moveitmask.com. Do your Door of Hope for Ulysses.
Oh, Door of Hope. Thank you, Ulysses. Go to doorofhope.us. Thank you. They need help.
And last but not least, our friend Brittany, who's a longtime listener, started an online boutique. It's Boutique by Brit. In the middle of the pandemic, and she wants to make you feel more beautiful and comfortable in your clothes. Nothing is over $50 on her site. She tries everything on so you can literally see the fit, which I love that.
I love that.
I love that.
Check that out.
She's a mom with two girls, so she's not going to sell you anything she wouldn't wear herself. Go to on social media, she's at Boutique by Brit with one T, and Boutique, I guess it's spelled the way boutique is spelled, B-O-U-T-I-Q-U-E, by Brit, or you can go to shopboutiquebybrit.com.
Nice.
That's it.
All right.
So thanks, everybody, for
Thank
listening. We
you.
Love you guys. You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
All this month on Pluto TV, women take the lead in celebration of Women's History Month. Drop in for the best of female talent in film, TV, documentaries, comedy, and more, with big movies like Charlie's Angels, Last Holiday, and Pretty in Pink. Plus, shows like Inside Amy Schumer, Moesha, and Sister Sister. There's something for everyone.